What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is August the 27th, Tuesday. Here in Atlanta, it is raining. It's finally starting to cool down here in Georgia. So I'm just so happy about that. I know it's been a while. I have something I want to talk about. It's called assessment tests, and they get on my goddamn nerves. How the hell are you going to take an assessment test for a job because they want to get to know your personality? I think that's a crock of shit, okay? Because you don't get to know nobody's personality through asking them stupid-ass questions like, if you seen someone steal, would you tell? And 9 times out of 10, if you're an asshole, yeah, you will tell. And the other party, you might not tell because you look like, look, I ain't got nothing to do with that. They're going to get caught. Whatever they do, it's going to come out to the light. I feel like assessment tests don't give the company a full assessment of yourself. I mean, like talking to you, getting to know you, asking you questions, your personalities. I feel like assessment tests are for companies just to weed out the best candidates, just to see if you're gonna say, hey, they don't really want you to be honest on those tests. They really don't. They want you to say what they want you to. They want you to put what they want you to put. And I feel like that's a crock of shit. That's so you're actually lying just to get the job. Because I did an assessment test for Sam's, and I'm just gonna keep it 100 with you. That shit is aggravating. You gotta go like 55 questions, and they keep asking you, and then they do the stupid shit like they mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll ask you a question like 10 questions ago, and then like 20, like down like maybe 9 questions, they'll ask you the same shit again. So you got to remember what you put. So I just got to a point where I was just putting anything, and I made like they sent me a something in the mail saying, oh, we're sorry, not, you know, we're not gonna pick you, you haven't been chosen. Fuck you, because I feel like that's not getting to know me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I lost a chance out on a job, but at the same time, that shit does not assess me. That's not assessing me. I would rather talk to a human being, not a test, not something to press buttons. See, that's making human resources job easy. You know what I'm saying? Because that nobody wants to do the one-on-one to get to know who you are. And then when they do ask you questions, they don't, even when they ask you questions, they still don't want you to be real. So I'm just saying, fuck assessment tests, because they get on my nerves. They are crock of shit, the waste of time. They want you to answer, and then they take about 30 minutes for you to fill the shit out and answer questions and stuff. So that really, like what Peter Griffin said, grinds my gears, because I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, it's just crazy. It is really, really crazy. Like, you know, and then now jobs are getting to the point where they don't even call you no more. They send you an email saying that they're interested in you as for a job. What happened to you calling a person and asking them about the job? And then another thing I hate about what jobs do, I hate when you pick a candidate and be like, oh, I got 3 more other people I got to interview. I'll let you know Friday. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That is some bullshit. I feel like people waste people's time, you know what I'm saying? And then guess what they do? They pick the person, okay, just say they have a job that's going from $18 to $20, right? $18 to $20, starting is $18, anywhere from $18 to $20. They're going to 9 times, see, they're not going to want to pay the $20. They're going to want to pay the $18 or less. So if you could be the best candidate, but if you saying your top dollar is $20 and you know that you can do what you can do, and then they ask you to do extra shit, this is what I don't understand about jobs. You ask for a person to do all this shit, and then you don't want to pay him for it. You want over and beyond criteria in the job description, but you don't want to pay a person for more than what they're worth. You want a person like, okay, for instance, I do custodial work. I don't have a problem with it. I do custodial work, but in the description, you want a maintenance person, you want a janitor, you want a porter, you want a groundskeeper, you want all this stuff in a one job, but then you want to pay a motherfucker anywhere from $9 or $10. That's not fair. You think that's fair? And then you want a person to have good customer service on top of that, okay? And then you want to hire the person part-time. And then you want to work them like that full time. And then you don't want to give them the weekends off. Ain't that some shit? All this just to clean some fucking toilets. Life is fucked up, people. And we about to go into this recession. We better get ready for it because people going to be playing games. They're going to be weeding out people. And it is not going to be cool. And all these people who thought that the economy was all good for them, like these management companies that run properties that have all these strict rules. You got to have a 630 credit score to move into a duplex, and you paying $1,200 to live in a duplex when you could pay $1,200 to live in a house. You crazy. I understand the way of living is different in different states, but here in Georgia, the way of living is getting to the point where it's like it's getting ridiculous because these people are bumping their heads. They are really bumping their heads, and when this recession hits, they're gonna start eating that humble pie again. They're gonna start eating humble pie again and wishing, oh, you got a job, you've been on your job. This. It's not even. It's. I feel like your credit score has nothing to do with your rent. And people have lost compassion for people because we live in today, people lose their job. We live in a work the right state. And I feel like people don't understand when you live in a work the right state, a job can fire you for anything at will. And they ain't got to explain why they're firing. You can look at your manager the wrong way and that person, you can come in the next day and they say, oh, we're letting you go. And they can make up some tolling bullshit. Oh, it's slow. We thought we had the work and we don't have it. It's happened to my husband plenty of times because my husband don't put up with the bullshit. My husband has, and a lot of this bait and switch shit, they tell you one thing and you get that and then it's all this other stuff. Oh, and another thing, watch out for that, people. These health insurance companies are getting really slick. You know, Obama put in effect that you can't ask a person about their medical history. A company can't know nothing about your medical history. But now they're doing some sneaky shit like, oh, in order for you to get the health insurance and you want it to be cheap, you have to take these blood tests and you have to do this and you have to tell us everything that's going on. Like, you got to sign a waiver saying you sign away your rights to get insurance now. Good, decent insurance for a reasonable price. Ain't that some shit? Like, I'm telling you, these companies are being, they are really being, these insurance companies are really being conniving when it's coming. And they try to make it seem like it's health wellness or something like that. Like, oh, if you join up for the health wellness and this and this and that. See, they want to be in your biz. They want to find out if you got diabetes, arthritis. They want to know if you're sick and you're going to be a burden to the company and insurance. See, all that stuff is against the law, but they found a loophole, people. They found the loophole. So be careful with these jobs because they're trying to find out information on your ass. Yeah, oh, you can sign up for this. You know, you can get free health screenings at CVS or Walgreens and this and that. And then you have a nurse call and you like, yeah, we noticed that your AC1 was high and this and this and that and da 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 da. They be all in your business. I don't need no fucking nurse calling checking up on me. See, that's just in, God forbid, if you get sick, then the company knows your fucking business. See, it's crazy since Trump has been here in this office, he's been acting a plum ass fool. He's been changing shit, fucking up shit, and then he gets on TV saying the dumbest shit, America's rich. No, America's not rich. I'm not rich. If I was rich, I wouldn't give a fuck about nothing. So, I just wanted to vent today, and I hope you enjoyed this taping of my recording. I have not done one in so long. So I love you. Peace out and have a wonderful, blessed day. Peace.